Hey there, I'm your host, Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire Rand Ministries and the Fivefold Network, and this is another prophetic nugget for this week. You know, this has been like a wonderful week with you guys. I sure appreciate you. And today we're going to wrap it up with a prophetic nugget. We're going to be talking about the purpose of prophecy. The purpose of prophecy. What is the purpose of prophecy? The purpose of prophecy has a lot of areas to it. But, you know, one of the things is, number one, the purpose of prophecy is for edification, for exhortation, and comfort. In other words, stay away from the doom and gloom prophets. Now, if you caught up in sin and you're getting checked about it, that's a different thing. But edification, exhortation, and comfort, okay? One of the primary purposes of prophecy is to build up the body of Christ that brings words of encouragement, exhortation, and comfort. And this can help people get through difficult situations. If somebody's going through something and God is giving you a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, or you know something to say to them, then if they're going through something and you come to them with something that's edifying, something that's, you're exhorting them to be the best they can be for Christ or bringing comfort to their situation. There could have been something, a tragedy just went on in someone's life. You don't want to come in with a butcher knife and chop them up. You want to bring comfort. You know, you don't want to say things that's going to bring people down. The only thing that a prophet does, it tears down, is the kingdom of darkness. Amen. The kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of God. So we have to be very, very careful about that. And it will help people get through what they're going through. It's people all over the country. I bet you can count on your fingers and toes the people that you know that are going through something. Everybody's going through something, right? And so nowadays, you don't want to add insult to injury. We want to build people up. So one of the purposes of prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. Another thing is, you know, correction. Now, whenever God, and this is for a mature prophet, one of the things that a mature person in the word, not a novice, because a novice may go in and cut somebody, slice them real good, and they may just go do something stupid, okay? God will show you how to go in and come out when it's time to bring correction. And most correction is reserved to the leader of the house. You know, they correct their sheep. There has been times when prophets have come and brought correction, but you always want to get permission from a leader. If you're in a church and you're ministering to their flock, you want to ask for liberty. You don't want to just be willy-nilly and doing and saying stuff and you don't have permission. Number one, that conversation needs to be had before you get into the pulpit to preach. There need to be boundaries set. You need to know what you can and cannot do. And if there's correction that need to be made, you don't want to do it in such a way that it would embarrass or insult someone. You just want to, you know, especially have the, you may want to have the pastor there with them and, you know, have a quick little take the tape right there on the spot about what you're about to say to that person, because after all, they are watching over the souls of those sheep. So maturity when using prophecy is of the utmost importance, because guess what? You'll be so sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit that as you are prophesying, the Lord may say, shut up, don't say nothing. You may be standing right in front of somebody. He may tell you, don't say nothing to them. Tell them God bless you and go have a seat. Maybe not like that, but you know what I mean. So we have to be sensitive in using the word of, you know, of prophecy. Prophecy also can give guidance and direction. Prophecy can be used to provide guidance and direction for individuals and groups. God may give you a word for the city that could turn that city around. He may give you a word for, you may be ministering to like maybe a youth group or a teen group or a group of adults, and God may give you a word of prophecy for that group that will help them not only to grow in God, but also direction for the next step in that group, okay? And so prophecy is used in that manner. Now, and it also could involve specific instructions or warnings about future events, like what happened in the Old Testament. Those prophets were, they were not playing. They were not on the stupid stuff. They were serious about what they were doing for God, and they were serious. They weren't playing games. They were not playing games like a lot of what we see today. They weren't into that. They were calling people back to repentance. The purpose for what they said was to get people back into the will of God so that their whole nation wouldn't be destroyed. What a prophet said today that's calling nations back into repentance. This is what we need. We need the prophets to really begin to rise up, band together, strengthen numbers. Stop trying to be a lone ranger. Stop thinking that, you know, because God has given you a ministry that you can't work with somebody else that got the same heart for God. And the agenda is to promote the kingdom. There are trustworthy people out here. Everybody's not out to get you. Everybody's not out to shut you down. Everybody's not out to sleep with you. You know, I get so sick and tired of a lot of men and women of God who think everybody just want them and they really don't. It's just in their head. Everybody wants me. Well, if everybody wants you, what spirit are you carrying? Have you ever thought about that? Women of God, I just want to say something to you specifically. If you run around feeling like everybody wants you, that look at you, that smile, every man that look at you and smile at you, that they want to sleep with you, you got something going on. And if you're attracting men to you like that, that they want to sleep with you, then you better check that lust spirit that's in you, that's attracting, that's making those people, the type of people, gravitate towards you. It's something to be said about that. Now, with prophets, people are drawn to prophets because of the anointing, the gifting and things like that. And you can feel you can sense that. But when people are drawn to you as a prophet, you point them to Christ. We point them to Christ. We know there's nothing that we need to be telling them in and of ourselves. We point them to Christ. And if they need any further help, outside of if you've gone to a ministry or whatever and they want your phone number because they want to call and talk to you later about what you said, don't do it. Don't give them your phone number. That, you know, whatever they need, you let them go get it from their leader, from the house that they're already in. Don't you be trying to go out here and gather up a ministry from different ministries. See, somebody needs to hear that today. You traveling around, going to these ministries, you preaching, and you gathering people out of different ministries to make your ministry large. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Okay. So that is all I have for today. I hope the purpose of prophecy, this daily nugget, helped you guys. I'm your host, Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries and the Fivefold Network. Hey, let me stop right here and say something. If you would like to be on the Fivefold Network, have your ministry around the world, we're on Roku, Apple TV, the Fire Stick. We're on 4 TV stations in North Carolina. If you want your ministry out there for real, and you know, hey, contact me. Give me a call. You can reach me at 252-764-5685, or you can text that number. God bless you guys. You have a great day. And know that I love you guys with the love of the Lord, and I'll be back next week with another Daily Nugget. Bye-bye.